And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of May 16th. This week in 1970, Randy Bachman left the Guess Who. The Who's Pete Townshend was arrested on stage in New York in 1969 after mistakenly kicking a cop that he thought was a fan rushing the stage. This week in 1960, Motown Records was formed. The Beach Boys released their Pet Sounds album this week in 1966. Back in 58, Jerry Lee Lewis Day was held in his hometown of Faraday, Louisiana. In 1995, Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, and Little Richard appeared together for the very first time on stage, and it was in Sheffield, England. The first Monterey Folk Festival, featuring Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, and Peter Paul and Mary, took place this week in 1963. Speaking of Dylan, his documentary film Don't Look Back premiered in San Francisco this week in 1967. Back in 81, Diana Ross left Motown Records, and she signed a $20 million contract with RCA Victor, the most lucrative ever at the time, and that was in 1981. The Buddy Holly Story premiered in Dallas, Texas this week in 1978, and it starred Gary Busey. In 1960, Annette performed at Radio City Music Hall in New York, and as a result, missed her own high school graduation. The Everly Brothers formed Calliope Records, and it was on their first label and first release that Don performed Pomp and Circumstance under the label billing of Adrian Kimberly back in 61. George Harrison visited with the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi for the first time in 1967. In 2006, the city of Hawthorne, California, dedicated a monument to the Wilson brothers of the Beach Boys who grew up there. Disc jockey Alan Freed was indicted for income tax evasion stemming from the government's payola investigation this week in 1960. Elton John became the very first Western act to tour the USSR this week in 1979. Priscilla Presley held a press conference to deny that Elvis was still alive this week in 1988. Bridgeport, Connecticut police canceled the dance featuring Fats Domino, out of fears for a riot this week in 1955. Florence Ballard made her last appearance as one of the Supremes this week in 1967, and it was on The Tonight Show. The very first Bruce Springsteen record, called That's What You Get by The Castiles, was released this week in 1966. Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, and Mick Jagger all performed at a reception for Eric Clapton and Patti Lalla Boyd, who were married 2 months previously, this week in 1979. In 2000, Fontella Bass was inducted into the St. Louis Walk of Fame. And Sonny and Cher received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1998. Unfortunately for Sonny, it was a posthumous honor. We've got birthdays for you. I don't see anyone in the studio this week, so I guess we'll head right off to the birthdays. Red Holt, the drummer with Young Holt Unlimited and also Ramsey Lewis Trio, having a birthday. He's 88. Corinthian Crip Johnson from the Dell Vikings, born in 1935. Big Joe Turner, who had the original version of Shake, Rattle, and Roll, and so many other great songs, born this week in 1911. Albert Hammond is turning 77. Perry Como, born in 1912. Pete Townshend from The Who, 76. Cher, 75. Joe Cocker, born this week in 1944. Jill Jackson from Paul and Paula, 79. Susan Cousill from The Cousills is turning 62. Teddy Randazzo, the writer of 7 songs that were big hits for Little Anthony and the Imperials, and also his own hit, The Way of a Clown, born this week in 1930. Marcy Blaine is 77. Ronald Isley from the Isley Brothers is 80. Leo Sayer is turning 73. Elton John's lyricist, Bernie Taupin, is 71 this week. Kenny Ball, born in 31. Kai Winding, born in 1922. And Buddy Holly's niece, Cindy Lou, the original name for Peggy Sue after it was renamed for Cindy Lou, the drummer who was the Crickets drummer Jerry Allison's girlfriend. She's 57. You got that figured out? Well, thank you very much. It's the rock and roll news for the week of May 16th. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
treasure island oldie.